We're talking about the news that Credit Suisse has announced that it's going to be scaling down the Isle of Man operation. Is this bad news for the fund sector?
Any restructuring where it means less resources for the Isle of Man is a thing to be concerned about. However, the Isle of Man has come through the recent financial changes relatively unscathed, and there's certainly opportunities for the fund sector from the Isle of Man moving forward. And the government is extremely keen to work with the Fund Management Association to drive those opportunities to the Isle of Man.
So is this still a growing industry, the fund industry?
The fund industry has contracted over the last few years globally because of the issues which are well documented in other places. We see this as a growth industry for the island, but we need to specialise in those areas where we on the island can be successful, such as the incubation managers, specialist type funds, and those areas which require specialist expertise, which the Isle of Man is really good at.
Right, okay, and what would they be?
We've seen particular successes in things like joint ventures and certain types of private equity and certain types of exempt funds, where our local specialist type managers are performing extremely well in these areas. Areas where the Isle of Man doesn't typically perform as well are things like the large retail funds. So particularly working with the funds management sector moving forward, the government is extremely keen to assist the local providers in these specialist niche areas moving forward.
Have you been able to ascertain exactly what the reasons are for Credit Suisse deciding to scale down its operations?
We haven't talked directly from Economic Development to Credit Suisse about these changes. However, I am aware that the Credit Suisse are making a number of wholesale changes across many jurisdictions. London, I think Guernsey's operation closed a while ago, I think. So Credit Suisse, in the nature of global businesses, has made some changes, and unfortunately the Isle of Man is one small part of those changes.
And you're not too concerned that other companies could follow suit?
No, I'm not concerned that other companies will follow suit, because I think the Isle of Man has got tremendous opportunities. We want to work with the existing book of business, the existing staff within Credit Suisse, to find opportunities to grow the fund industry and get them rehoused in suitable alternative companies.
So I see the minister has said that the island has quite a lot of competition from other jurisdictions, and sometimes a little bit of a struggle to compensate for that in the sector. Are you confident that this new push and the new marketing is going to sort of put it back up there again?
Yes, I am, because we're focusing on those areas where the Isle of Man can be really good. We've come off 26 years of economic growth on the island, but what we can never be is complacent. Competition is a healthy thing, and if competition is proving a challenge to us, we've got to rise to that challenge. So the business won't change. It will always be competitive. Our responsibility is to make sure the Isle of Man is top of the heap when people are making selections about jurisdiction.
And that sort of long period of growth must be good for you in trying to sell the Isle of Man and push it
Well. Absolutely, absolutely. We've got a really good track record now of impressive growth as an island. We've got full employment. We've got positive growth where the vast majority of the developed nations in the world would kill for. But what we've got to do, and what we've always got to remain, we cannot be complacent. We need to push forward. And particularly in funds, we want to work with the local industries and grow that industry. We see it as a really important part of our global offering.